sit in the kitchen late, trying to make an escape, trying to make me a meal, so I'ma keep me a plate. I told Shawty can leave, so I'ma keep me a rake, so I'ma keep me a rake. My jewelry look like a lake. Today I'm in the Maybach, and that car came with some drapes. You know I look like a saint. I put you back in your place. I look you right in your face. Sing to your bitch like a Drake. Yeah. Okay, it's time to get out here and fucking do this. Let's see how it goes. Actually, I'm going to ask my phone. Hey, phone, how's it going? Oh, hour 26 to get to work. Take I-80 West, traffic is heavy. Ooh. Anytime it says to take 80, that's usually a sign that something fucking sucks. Oh, you in the swamp, I'm headed to Oakland like Kevin Durant. What is your point? Square with the stamp for Kevin Durant. Play on my trout, play with my Kevin, I'm looking for your hat. I'm taking the cheese and killing the rest. Could you become the cat with the rats? Swerving, but I'm in the gun to bag. I'm Persian, man, I got help from my rat. I'm serving, I pay the bird for that. He nervous, I got no word for that. He heard him on all of his purses back. Alright, well, this app is saying I should definitely take my normal route. Because it's 8 minutes faster, and I'll get there at 5 to 10. Let's see. Let's see if I can get there at 9:55. Yeah, hockey, I don't know, I just, hockey jerseys just kind of came to me as like, I bought an Insane Clown Posse hockey jersey at a concert for $200. Because that's how much they sold them for. And it's like step one, first off, it's an ICP jersey, so that, you know, it can only be so nice, but the construction of it is nice, and it got me thinking that that might be a cool thing to have, so I started asking around a little bit, and I kind of said, like, look, I don't want to just, like, print shit on a jersey and just make, like, some cheap little thing, like, you know, like, they had, like, the process for getting, like, a poorly made hockey jersey was right in front of us, very easy. I was like, no, this isn't, I want something nice, and, like, it'll end up costing money, and we won't sell as many, but it'll be, like, it should be a decent fucking garment. And, you know, like, priced appropriately for, like, a well-made garment. Like, let's make something good. So, so that's been some months of, I should check in and see, if anyone has found anything yet over there. Because I think that the company that does our merchandise fulfillment stuff and actually makes the stuff, or gets the stuff made, I guess I should say, and runs the warehouse and all that other stuff, there's a guy there who did, like, Metallica's merchandise for a while, so apparently when he heard what we were asking for, he's like, oh no, I know exactly what you're talking about. You want, like, a good, like, a nice, okay, yeah. So we'll see. I'd probably blame Gio Corsi, honestly. Seeing him get up on stage at PSX for these past few years, rocking those custom hockey jerseys. Like, you know what? Hockey jerseys are cool. I grabbed some kind of protein bar thing at the store, at the gas station, for breakfast, and I grabbed this one that said peanut butter cup, and I'm like, well, I like peanut butter cups. But guess what? It tastes exactly like the same mix of peanut butter and chocolate that every other one of those bars does. Which is to say it's not terrible, but not. You didn't need to call it peanut butter cup. Especially because the outer layer was the peanut butter part, and it was some kind of chocolate in the middle. Like, what is that even? That's not even.
You love celebrity drama.
Ah, good. Celebrity drama.
I'm not biting.
It's good that we can stay up on this.
Caught on camera.
No! Don't shut me up!
It's time for
I know you guys have felt like you're behind on this whole Soulja Boy Chris Brown thing. Hopefully we can get the latest.
Crazy G, what does it look like?
Oh, man. Look at that A. Fox. That is our girl. She was on the show recently, and she was promoting her very own show, Black Magic, that spotlights the male exotic dancer scene. And she was up here. She was excited. She was letting us know what the deal is. So let's revisit that moment.
This is not just guys. Women. It's helpful for women.
Yes, for the, well, the goal is that we take eight male exotic dancers on a journey of getting this residency in Las Vegas. And what you get to see is three women be in charge of eight alpha men. I have a showrunner, show producer, Rita Kiana. And to watch, I was serious about it. I have my money, my name, my contacts. And my goal is that, listen, our sisters need to go and have bachelorette parties, divorce parties, just because it's Wednesday parties, and have fun too.
All right, so you saw how she was emphasizing that this is for women to enjoy, to indulge, right? Well, she made a comment making it extra super clear that her male exotic dancers are not here to pleasure a male audience in any way whatsoever. And so, her partner, who is a guy, I'm not sure of what his, sexual preference is, but he was not feeling words coming out of Vivica A. Fox's mouth like that. So he went to TMZ and said the comments were out of order, and it does not represent our attitudes towards the LGBT community. All are welcome. And he said Vivica speaks for herself, not the business or the show, and it's being reported. He does not want to work with Vivica anymore, honey.
So that's it, huh?
Yeah. But,
Well, you know, we talked about this earlier. It must be something else behind the scene. I can imagine you just launched a new series, which is difficult enough to get on a network.
Yes.
You're a partner in it, and your partner makes a faux pas verbally, and is not enough faith in the partnership to have a conversation and, you know, agree to disagree, that you want to sever ties to a whole partnership with someone like Vivica Fox.
Right.
Must be something else behind the curtain.
Gotta be.
With someone like Vivica Fox, like what?
It's like a cat fight. It's like a real cat fight. Damn. It's like cats humping.
That's a cat having sex, yo.
Stop, please. Right.
In other news.
Like weird shit on Sesame Street. All right. In other news, we gotta talk about something opposite kindness, man. We gotta talk about meanness and a fight that is about to go down. It started off as a beef. Social media beef. Soulja Boy, Chris
good.
Brown. Now
good.
It's turned into
nice,
a
I could call it.
Full-blown bloodbath is really what they're trying to have by taking it in the ring. Yeah, we know that Floyd Mayweather.
I thought that sentence was going another way.
Well, Floyd Mayweather, he's supposed to be the main trainer for Soulja Boy. But Chris Brown has got somebody on his side who's got someone who's training him. And this is who it is.
So it's confirmed. I just got off the phone with Frenchie and Chris Brown. I'm training Chris. He chose me as his trainer to take off Soulja Boy. The Soulja Boy, what the fuck are you talking about? Only day I'm going to teach him to bite somebody's ear. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to teach him every dirty trick in the book to knock you out. Because I'm not going to teach him how to run.
So we know that voice. That's the voice of Mike Tyson. And he's very proud to have his new gig as Chris Brown's trainer.
I'm glad that, like, society has really reached this point where, like, this shit, like, fucking clearly got ginned up beforehand. This isn't just like, oh, these two people are really mad at each other, and now they've agreed to get in a boxing ring. Like, oh, so they're not actually fucking mad at each other, and fucking whatever.
So, it looks like that's going to be happening in pay-per-view in the near future in Dubai. I'll let everyone know. And real quick, Kim Kardashian, you may have noticed she's back on social media. And
I did notice. Yes, of course. Why wouldn't I notice? Oh, no. I'm under this overpass. How am I going to know what the fuck happened? How am I going to stay up on this?
TMZ is saying, remember when everyone was like, yo, maybe this is an inside job. It's looking like that could actually be fact. Because one of those suspects was Kim Kardashian's chauffeur, was actually the driver for the limo that all the Kardashians use frequently and that Kim was last seen in.
Wow. Inside job.
Yo, remember that security guard that got fired from Kanye?
Yeah,
maybe it's more to it. Maybe he knew what he was doing.
So the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians has started on Aaron, or is it about to start Aaron?
I believe it's about to start Aaron. Let me double check just to confirm.
You know, there's this movie called The Game, right?
Michael Douglas.
I just watched that movie, yeah.
Oh, Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, Sean Penn.
Go ahead, go with that thought.
Okay, there's this movie called The Game. Check it out. Everybody, this whole scenario got worked out, and they were all actors and actresses in it. Everything. The whole thing was fake.
Are you implying?
I'm just asking, when does the season start?
It starts in March. They're already putting out the little, like, trailers and spoilers, all of that.
Is she in it at all, any of the spoilers talking about the robbery?
Yeah.
She's crying in front of her sisters
exactly.
And everything.
Exactly. That's why I said I'm watching.
The Game. Check it out this weekend. Because it went from, like, Netflix and chill to Fire Stick and Dick, right? That's what people say now.
Yeah, I don't know.
What
did they say, Wonder?
I don't know. I'm trying to find this clip since we're talking about it. We should be playing
it. Want me to play it from my computer?
You know, I heard that the game is actually a real thing that goes on with, like, rich celebrities and wealthy people.
Yeah, with rich celebrities.
Well, it's not just celebrities. It's wealthy
people who can afford to pull a prank on that magnitude.
Yeah, I would never.
No.
I'm not that dude. Come on, man. That thing costs a lot of money, too.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money.
They can create a scenario. You don't know when it's... Okay, so... they create a scenario. Somebody hires,
you want me to give the movie version or the version of just the game in general?
Somebody hires a production company. I know the new movie version. That movie is probably, how old? 20 years?
Maybe.
Yeah. And based on your likes or dislikes, a family member, a friend, a hire a production company to create lifelike scenarios that you don't know are taking place while you're going about your everyday business. So if I walk outside of SiriusXM, somebody gets hit by a car, I go to help the lady, I pick her up, take her in for a drink, find out my wallet's gone because she stole it. Ooh. Then I get a phone call later. I'm going downtown to find out who has my wallet. I have to get on a boat. The boat takes me to Jersey, come back, somebody's shooting, blah, blah, blah. You find out at the end you're walking into a surprise party or something. That it was just a hoax.
That would be a good scenario. The one in the movie was 1,000 times worse than that. He jumped off the fucking building because he felt so bad for killing his brother.
That's right. He committed suicide.
Tell the whole movie.
Because you gotta let people know how extreme this game is.
Yeah,
this
but he tried to. Let's just say, man, go watch the movie.
Right, and there's other movies to watch. My point is,
what is this you have?
Kim Kardashian talking about the robbery.
Kim Kardashian robbed at gunpoint.
They're gonna shoot me in the back. There's no way out.
Every story you've heard is bigger than you know.
We're so close. We feel each other's pain.
I'm so upset to think about it.
We love spending time with one another.
Every laugh is louder.
Every shock has impact.
Don't scare me, please. What's going on?
Oh, fuck off.
You were working hard to get that.
He found it. Give him a round of applause. Small victories.
Hashtag winning. thank you.
I'm interested. New season in March, huh?
I'm watching.
Brothers Johnson. And we're going to play back your call for today's show.
Yeah.
And give out our social media.
Yeah. So, Heather, just real quick, because I'm fascinated by... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Easy.
Because Heather doesn't seem satisfied with this outcome. And I'm just wondering, do you believe that the robbery was real? but still fake for a purpose? Or what is it that's bothering you?
I don't believe anything that comes from out of that camp. Nothing. It just all seems...
That's just such a global hope that they would go to jail. Instead, you got authorities, French authorities are involved now. They would go to jail.
I got it. Yeah. I hear you. Ryan Lochte went to jail? I'm just throwing it out there because he blamed the whole country and then
back.
The people.
If he had gone back to Brazil, he would have went to jail.
If Woody had gone to the police.
He had gone back to Brazil.
I got so many feelings, I can't never go to counter. Double tricks and he gon' put some screens, so let me check my calendar. I just popped me one of them what you call it, and it boosted my stamina. Now I'm fucking up on the promise, cause guess I just eat a lot. I'm in the already dropped to lunch a lot. Fuck a challenge, yeah, me hoes ain't got no manners, bro. What's the manners? I keep throwing rubber bandits up. Don't put your panties up, cause you fuck like a granny. Fuck, you just...
Like, that's the thing, you know, like, whatever. It's shades of awfulness with that shit. Like, I think about it like this. It doesn't matter if... fucking Kim Kardashian getting robbed was real or not. Because either way, the event is now used to promote the fucking return of a TV show. Like, if it's real, then that's sad, and you're exploiting that, and that's sad. If it's fake, that's better in some ways, because, less crime. Worse in others, because it means you're now fabricating fucking straight-up crimes to fucking get people to watch a fucking show. Like, either way, fuck that shit. The idea that, like, that whole family is like, even... having this TV show in the first place. It's fucking whatever, man. Like, whatever, people are into it, you know? I'm fucking fine, right? But shit. Come on. No, totally was. Yeah, well, I mean, fuck. One thing you could say about Total Divas, at least that shit is based in fake shit. Out of the gate. Maybe that's worse. Maybe that's worse because you got people that probably watch that show and go like, oh, this is the real behind the scenes shit. Like, fucking come on. Even die for the cash for the nasty. cut up this fake shit with just enough real shit to fool dumb people. I mean, that's everything like this, right? I'm sure all of it comes from, like, some kernel of truth and they just spin out. At this point, most of the wrestler's personalities, right? I mean, it's just like, hey, what character are you playing? It's me, but turned up to 11. Like, okay, well, that's a reality show persona, because that's what everyone on reality shows says, too. I forget where I was reading. Some message board or Reddit or I don't know. But it was people talking about Kenny Omega after his big match in Japan. And then posting like get on Twitter and be like, I'm gonna step away from Japan for a while, or you know, whatever it was. And just the number of immediate theories that get crafted out of that. Like, well, clearly he's doing this. Like, oh, well, no, it is, definitely he's doing this. And treating the whole thing as if, like, it's just on its face fucking totally legit. And not, like, fucking part of the story. If not part of the New Japan story, then part of Kenny Omega story. There it is, I thought you knew. People working themselves into a shoot, brother. I just don't understand, like, what in what world people live in that they think, like, oh, well, he said this on Twitter, so that's, you know, clearly out of character. That's definitely real. Like, fucking, what? People believe because they want to believe. And that's fine. Daniel. Cops. What's this cop truck doing? Alright. Cruise all the way to the office, 14 miles an hour.
So make sure you're here for it, step in the gun range. And since I didn't get to do Motivation Monday, to me, this is like the top of the week. So I'm going to definitely run as many of your requests as I can. So I got 5 hours to work with. You can definitely start hitting me up with those right now. Twitter, IG, that's where you can find me. I'm online, so hit me up at DJ Mina 9.
I ain't talking to you broke bitches. I got money now. All a nigga understanding. Since that check came in, everybody talking like a nigga. Acting funny now. That don't matter. All I hear is... Since that check came in, I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine.
I'm in the sky like all the time, and now it's no layover. My records all across the wave, and there was no payola. This money, all these honeys blue, I'm talking no Crayola. My God is a plastic bankroll. Still keep the knocks, I get far from bank shows. Got a madness in the cut, like it's not that talking to them. It does whatever I say, so I ain't talking to you broke, bitches. I got money now, all a nigga understand is. I get thousands for the walkthrough inside a nightclub, strip clubs, big bucks, yes sir, that's right. You don't got left if you don't got my new number. A rich man told me it's a part of the cover.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning.
I've seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won,
we are happy. Let me do all the things you want me to do.
You get the impression that, like, Flo Rida must have, like, looked at Pitbull and thought, man, that's a lot of money. Flo Rida doesn't have his own satellite radio station.
For $50, call and ask for...
Where is that station?
Tour Radio, we're talking golf all day, every day.
We're talking golf all day! Blow your fucking brains out now! Ah, it's the old school hour on Pitbull's station. Pitbull. Thank you. Venga bus coming through? Is... Oh, no.
Just to get by. I'm staying in a hotel, not the motel on the holiday. If that girl don't participate, well then I'ma take her friend. Mommy is with it then, mommy can give it if. Mommy a rider, I'm a slide of the top mom. I got a sweet, you can creep on through. I know you try to get your freak on too. I do it all for them. Yeah, I fall for them. Hit them off for them. Keep it fly for them. Keep my eye on them. Hot tub on them. Hot bar for them. I got love for my girl, you wanna come to my hotel? Baby, I will leave you my room key. I'm feeling the way you carry yourself down. And I'm gonna get with you cause you're the cutest. If you wanna come to my hotel, all you gotta do is holler at girl. We'll be having an after party, checking out 6 in the morning.
Alright, giving this mix one more song before I turn it off. Flooding ahead, reduce speed. Great. Living big dog style. It is getting rougher out here, weather-wise, the further south I go. I don't really need a hip-hop mix of radio edits. Pitbull, if you're listening, if you want some feedback.
It is serious, actually. Ah! Nina Blackwood, and after bringing in 2017 with the birth of her baby...
Skeleton wants to fight me!
On January 3rd, Jenna Jackson is over the moon. She is so happy getting her strength back, feeling blessed that everything went well, because you remember that the pregnancy was not easy for the 50-year-old, but she did have a stress-free, healthy delivery and just loves being a mom.
They played last year. Like they played toe to toe last year. So that wasn't surprising.
high and run with the creeps, cause it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, choking to the doctor, so the arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a tramp for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park, cause it's crazy at the dark. Keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last ass jaw. Hit me, say, you want some more? Living on the seesaw.
Classic, like, what do we get for $10? It is very windy here on the Golden Gate Bridge. Oh man, wow. That's how that nursery rhyme went. I think Brother Marquise is wrong on that one. Or maybe he's just reading between the lines in a way that I can't understand. He's imbued with that mystical power to decode nursery rhymes that seemingly only Andrew Dice Clay has.
Fight dog and big cat pass, flex and low bad, wild music trash, and he's Lauren, Remy, Grammy nominated. Remy and Nicki taking shots at each other too. Rap is a sport, man, that's what they supposed to do. Yeah, that's the essence of hip-hop. DJ Drewski on Love & Hip Hop. Drake with J-Lo on some fucking shit. Mariah never heard of J-Lo, that's some funny shit. Man, I'm off, it's enough with saying. Wonder who I'ma throw under the bus next year. Whoa, shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, some bitches want me to talk about it.
Something else for the next time we do this.
So you know, I'm gonna try a new one right here for the end of the show, guys. It's been amazing. Again, you've been listening to the YouTube EDM 15 on BPM with your host Chainsmokers, not Phantoms. We're here, we're filling in, and let's go with this flamethrower. You like that?
Not working for me.
Okay, well, work for me. So here is Timmy Trumpet, Oracle.
YouTube EDM 15 B.
These are great names.
Oh shit, that new Timmy Trumpet!
You know, it's two private eyes. Brock Landers and Timmy Trumpet. Those are great names. Thank you.
past the first full week of the new year with J-Bo at Sirius XM 70s on 7 in Detroit, a woman goes into labor wearing a Chewbacca mask into the delivery room. Not to be outdone during conception, I wear Darth Vader.
A great joke delivered well. Why aren't you getting over? Why aren't you getting over? What are you doing?
He gon' give it to you. Hey, yo, where am I? Dad, I know I got him down
ya. He gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya. He gon' give it to ya.
From the Double O.
Traffic's backed up all the way out of the tunnel. Always a good sign.
Ready? Are you ready? Sunday, May 21st, dead, wrapped in plastic. 21 episodes of the new take of Twin Peaks on Showtime. I finally got the date set and everything. It's going to be Sunday, May 21st, and I don't know. I'd like to fast forward to that right now. First Wave, SiriusXM.
Well, thanks for weighing in on that subject. I'm glad you're excited. Now we're talking.
bit.
Almost there.
Arizona. Who's in the hands of such a...
Some California dreaming. New York has been like 3 degrees. It's been brutal. And I know it's not
good
in California, so I am in a state colorless fashion. I got a Tribe Called Quest. This song made our top 16 songs in 2016. We the People is new music of fashion.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo. We don't need you. You ain't killing all good young nigga moves. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food. The ramen noodle. The simple noodle is so maniacal, reliable, but full of juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap. She gon' tell me she make money, she gon' study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place to sit on that. Put those aside, don't try to rob me. VH1 has a show that you can wait to top it. Kill me better than the hands of reality. And for a family, I probably do that just sporadically. My shit's cold. And it's better because I ain't so cold. But hey, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Boys, arms, and gays. Boy, we hate you, way. All you bad folks.
Fog in the smog of the media that logs false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We're not just singer rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, but they ain't street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fucking numbers in your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. It's like the AO picture on there talking about a hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got the Missy smitten rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting, hitting. To try and be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later still hit the shot? Still I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon blood clot. Troop on your head, Tom.
Thank you. What a drive. What a drive it's been. What a drive it still is. Took some time, but I made it. Catch my breath, do a podcast. All right, everybody, have a good Tuesday. I'll see you later.